Great Spirit within me. Let's sing. Create in me, oh, a clean heart, oh God. Make that your prayer this morning. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, yes, Lord, the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you this morning. Create in me, oh, a clean, yes, Lord Jesus. Bless your people this morning, oh God. We invite you, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me, oh, a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Let's raise our hands. Yes, Lord Jesus. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, O, the joy of thy salvation. Yes, Father. And renew a right spirit within me. Amen. As we sing it again, just worship him. Talk to him. Lord, we love you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you bless this service this morning, God. Use our brother in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, Father, may he be a vessel yielded to you this morning, oh God. Take our minds off of everything, Lord Jesus, that we can worship you, Lord. We can lift you up, Lord Jesus. We can be free in your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, restore the joy of our salvation, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, oh, feed me till I... Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, feed your children this morning. Here's my cup, lift it up and make me whole. Yes, Lord Jesus, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it thirsting of my soul. Lord Jesus, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench, Lord, this thirsting of my soul.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You can be seated. Brother Michael, we're going to have you come up and help us. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thirsty for that word. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, and those songs really mean a lot. You know, creating me a clean heart. You know, sometimes you go through so much and so many things. You know, it's a family and, you know, that's the devil's job, try to rub you out. You know, my wife will say sometimes you feel like an eraser that's just been rubbed out. You know, and it's been a lot. I appreciate your prayers, you know, for me and my family. You know, since God brought us in here, it's been a lot. Yeah. You know, she lost her brother before we moved, young brother, 35, and that was right when we were getting ready to move, and then after that, her mom, and my goodness, you know, just a lot to go through. But by God's grace, we're pressing on in His name. You know, I appreciate last night Bible study. You know, the things you get. Just comments, you know, pressing on, even in that depression, open those windows and get out, do something, you know. And I just been thinking about Joseph, you know, in the Bible, and, you know, I was telling my wife, you know, you can imagine in prison, he got so broken. He was done. He was finished. It was like, Lord, I thought I had all these dreams and thoughts about, you know, I'm going to rule and this and that. But by that time, he said, Lord, you know, if I'm going to spend my eternity in this prison, that's fine, Lord Jesus. I'm going to make the brooms polished. That corner is going to be clean. Every brick will be polished in this prison. And God said, now you're ready. Amen. I said, Lord, help us to be that simple. Help us, Lord God. Praise the Lord. He deserved the glory. Let's sing that song. Amen. You deserve the glory and the honor. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands to worship, as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory. Worship Him this morning as we praise your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. Thank you, Lord. There is no deserve it. You deserve the glory. Yes, Lord. And
As we praise your holy name, you, Lord of glory, and the honor. Worship him this morning. Lord, we lift our hands to worship as we praise your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you. Let's stand. Yes, Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands to worship, as we praise your holy name, you deserve the glory.
Be here again this morning with all of you. And just ask the Lord bless us together always. Now, I thought of the scriptures let us, you know, pray always without ceasing. And we think, well, what am I going to pray about? When you wake up, just say, good morning, Jesus.
Amen.
And begin to talk to him about your needs, and you're on your way. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 86. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful and we're thankful that we have you to call upon. Lord, in the time of our troubles, in the time of our rejoicing, Lord, whatever we do, Lord, let us put you first and ask you to lead and to guide us. Lord, we pray that we have no enemies, but the enemy may be against us, but we still love everyone. God, wherever we walk and whatever we do, Lord, we look unto you and ask you to bless us. Father, we know that time in this world is shorter, some for others, but then the whole world, Jesus is coming back for us. And just let us be ready. So when he called for us to come up, that we have nothing, no baggage to hold us down to this world anymore. God, and we thank you for all things and bless this reading of your scriptures that we be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am needy, for I am poor and needy. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily.
Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee.
Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications.
In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me.
Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works.
All the nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name.
For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone.
Teach me the way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth until my heart be fear thy name.
I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the Lord's hell.
Amen. O God, the proud have risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them.
But thou, O Lord, art a great God, full of compassion, glorious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Show me a token for our good, that they which hate me may see it, and ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast opened me and forfeited. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's our comforter and our help. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Ready for the word?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm excited. My brother mentioned last night he had a lot on his fork. So I hope you're ready to eat.
Amen.
Amen. Got your plate and ready.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, let's sing Open the Eyes of Our Heart as we get ready for the word. And Brother Wade, you can come on up, brother. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Let's stand.
Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see.
To him.
Holy, holy, holy
Lord, you are.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
While we're here and while we're standing, we just got word that Sister Chi-Chi is still in the hospital, but that Brother Royal is having symptoms of COVID. So she asked us to pray now. So let's just all bow our heads. We all know Sister Chi-Chi, and we know Brother Royal Soriano in the Philippines. It's 10:40 at night over there. They're already finished with their services and going into the next day, but we know a God that doesn't know any distance.
Amen.
So let's bow our heads and pray for our sister. Dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the name that the devil will flee from. In that wonderful name, we ask, Lord, that you'll touch Sister Chi-Chi, Lord, now in the hospital room, Lord. And bless our brother Royal, Lord. He fights a battle, Lord, just to just to do the things that he does. And Lord, we know that we've been with him several times on the mission field, and he gives his heart to you, Lord. So now I pray that you'll go to that warrior, that saint of yours, Lord, and that you'll protect him from this, Lord, and that it'll all go away for your honor and glory. And bless our sister, Lord. She stands beside him all the way. And Lord, she does the things, Lord, that she needs to do as a wife of a wonderful pastor, Lord, there in the Philippines. And we pray that you'll touch her body too, Lord. And while we're praying, Lord, the ones all around the world that are coming in that have the different diseases and different things with the COVID and all, we pray, Lord, that you'd cover us, Lord, by your blood, and that you'll take these things away from us, Lord. We know we live in bodies that are broken, Lord, and they're Lord, headed toward the dirt. But Father, you told us that if we would look towards you, and that we'd ask in your name, Lord, that whatever we ask, that you'd give it to us, Lord. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray today that you'd sanctify your bride, Lord, all around the world, Lord, and take care of each one. We know many churches have had to shut down for the different numbers of COVID, but Lord, that to you, that means nothing. Father, we pray that you'd cover them, Father, and just bless each one that's here. Be with us, Lord, in the furtherment of this service. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All these things. And the bride says,
Amen.
So let's remember that as we go forward. And it's good to have Brother Claude with us today from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and his wife, Sister Ginger. We had a good time in Bible study last night. I appreciate y'all coming. And that's Sister Carnes. Good to have Sister Carnes with us. And that's your daughter? Daughter-in-law, that's right. Okay, good to have them with us today. Amen. You're not visitors, you've been here before. Right? Okay. All right, so you can take the visitor tag off and you'll be fine. So anyway, God bless you. We want to give Brother Claude liberty to preach the word to us. Thank you again for last night for the Bible study and for all of your support and everything. Just keep praying for Brother Dale and the different ones that are sick. So we ask Brother Claude to come forward and minister the word of God of the Lord to us.
Good to be here this morning. Good to see each and everyone here. Been a while since I've been here. I want to thank you for having me back. A lot of things have been going on. I've had probably 5 or 6 people that have passed on, went to the other side. I'm on.
Okay.
I turned it on. And I know there's some missing smiles here. I look around and I see people missing. It's hard where we're at. It just seems like, you know, just people are passing away and things. But Brother Branham said death is just our Cadillac to get to the other side. They're there. They're going to be a part of the rapture. The dead in Christ will rise first. Brother Dow, I always remind people at the church, Brother Dow, he sat there and he told Brother Branham, he said, I don't want to die. I'm 93 years old. I want to be in the rapture. Brother Branham was so positive. He said, Brother Bill, he said, the dead in Christ will rise first. He said, so just death is nothing but just a Cadillac to get to the other side for those that are going to, will raise at the resurrection. So, but it's good to be here. I'm 66 years old now. I'm an old man. Had a stroke 4 years ago, had a heart attack 3, had a heart attack 2 years ago, had a heart attack last September. I've had 3 stents put in my widowmaker. My widowmaker was 100%, 90%, and 90% blocked. The lady in the hospital, the nurse said, it's a miracle you're here. And, you know, and yet somebody else will get to COVID and 7 days later they're dead. I can't totally cope with those things or understand it, brother. But I'm going to tell you something. Brother Tom Ernest just passed over last week, a real buddy of mine. But he wrote on a note and handed it to his loved ones and he said this, God is in control.
Amen.
2 days later, he passed. God truly is in control. So these things we go through, we're not going to remember them over there. We're suffering along here, but we're not going to remember it there. So it's good to be here this morning. I hope they can get that displayed. Have they got my notes displayed? Oh, thank you. Because I'm going to stand out here. I'm not going to be in the pulpit. I'm going to stand out here because I'm going to be pointing at these notes and I'm going to show you the quotes, okay? My job as a pastor is to say what's said on tape.
Amen.
Everybody in this room has got their own opinion. Your opinion is as good as mine. But I'm going to say what's said on tape. And so I'm going to sit here and we're going to read through these notes and I'm going to comment a little bit on them, okay? So I want you to know it's good to be here. A brother asked me last night, or not asked me, asked an open question. I don't know if I see him, but he asked about where are we in the aspect of time? Where are we at right now? And so I had that same question in my heart. So I went back. I said, okay, where do I need to go to see where we're at? You know the two things that talk about time? Daniel's 70 weeks, the church ages. The seals, right, come out of the church ages, the four beasts, right? And then the trumpets with Israel. And if you'll understand these things, you'll understand exactly where you're at. And you won't have any doubts, you won't have any questions. But we need to know where we're at. If we know where we're at, we know where we're going. If I'm going to get to Atlanta, don't I have to know where I'm at to get to Atlanta? So God has given us a message to let us know what has been, what is happening, and what will happen. There's no way I can be lost. There's no way I can be lost. There's no way I can be unsaved. You understand that? God has given me a revelation that's going to put me in a new heaven and new earth. I'm excited. COVID falling and the world falling apart again, I am excited. Because I know I'm getting out of here very soon, okay? So we're going to go, to me, I want you to look at the title, what I said, the spoken seals of Matthew 24. I don't know if you guys know it. Jesus spoke the seals in Matthew 24. Spoke them. John wrote symbol form what they were, what he saw. And then we had a prophet come for the third part of this to give us the revelation of what was spoke and what was put in symbol form. Amen. So see, I have no question where I'm at in that great scheme of God. Is that right? And Brother Wade's been preaching on the eternal redemption. This kind of falls right in that line. So we're going to talk about kind of some of the things that I think that we missed that we need to get caught up to where we're at. Right? That's what it is. Okay? So we're going to turn in your Bibles if you want to follow along. Matthew 24:1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. They had been to the church that morning on the Sabbath. Jesus had went in there. They had read the scrolls. They had all had a good time. They were leaving, and the apostle said, look at this temple that our fathers built. Isn't this a beautiful? We built this pretty church. And Jesus said, the whole thing's going to be destroyed. There ain't going to be a rock left on another one. Amen. You think that wasn't a shocker to them? And then you know what he did after he preached that? He walked right up on the Mount of Olives. Right. Yeah. Didn't explain it, just walked right up. Amen. That's what he's doing. And Jesus said unto them, see not all these things? See not, right? The kingdom of God is not seeing by observation. Right. See not. Verily I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen. You think that wasn't a shock to them? Shocker, huh? And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciple coming to him privately, right? Privately, saying, tell us, right? When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So there's three things that he's answering here. Three questions, Jesus is going to answer all three, right? That's what they are. Shall these things, when shall these things be? When shall all the temple be tore down? We already know that's history. Titus did that. What shall be the sign of thy coming? So remember, Israel has a sign. They seeketh after a sign. There's going to be a sign given of thy coming and of the end of the world. So this has to do with events, times. He's showing you exactly what's going to be before the end, okay? That's exactly what, and Jesus is going to speak these things. So this, what is the original word? Spoken words, the original seed. He spoke it, right? That's, if you're going to start something, doesn't God have to send a prophet to speak it to start events, to start happening? Jesus spoke something here to start something. Is that right? And that's what he's doing here, okay? Let's bow our heads, if you would. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of the word. Now I pray that you'll quicken it to the people. Lord, it's not a dead letter where we live. It's a quickening power. It's a living where it's made flesh in the people, the word. And you are the word. It's God made flesh in this end time, Lord. In and through his bride, Lord. Now be with us in this service and give us leadership. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. Lord bless you. I want to read a quote out of the sixth seal. Brother Branham preached first seal through the fifth seal. Brother Branham hardly mentioned Matthew 24. He gets to the sixth seal and all of a sudden he's bringing into focus the Matthew 24. And there's a real purpose in that. Because Brother Branham is trying to show you exactly where we're at. When that brother last night, I don't know where he's at. I can't see him here, but he said, okay, you asked where, kind of where we're at, right? When you see the COVID falling, don't you think, where are we at in this great, right? All the events, you see what's happening in the political world, you see America falling apart, and you're saying, where are we at? You know, you want to know. Don't you want to know where you're at today? Be kind of be senseless you didn't know where you're at. And so here, Brother Branham's going to stop, and he takes time. He says, okay, now I'm going to preach out of Matthew 24. I'm going to show you in Matthew 24 what was spoken, and I'm going to line it up with Revelation chapter 6, what was put in symbol form. Does everybody understand? Remember we said yesterday, if you could hear a message, I could hear a message, you may hear more or less of what I hear, and I may hear more or less. So by putting these two together, you're going to get the whole scope of what's going on. With just Matthew 24, it's hard to put it together. But when you get and combine it with Revelation chapter 6, it'll give you a clear view of exactly where we're at. Okay? And that's where we all want to be. And he says here, I'm going to jump to the sixth seal. And I thought under this sixth seal, when the Holy Spirit broke it forth there, I seen what it was. Then I thought it'd be a good thing to give the class, I got to line it up where I can see, I'm getting blind as I get older, to give the class a little something different tonight. His approach in the sixth seal, he's going to give something a little different. You aren't just going to hear me speak. I'm going to put it in the scriptures for you to, and he did all of them, but really focus in on Matthew 24 and Revelation chapter 6, okay? Because it might be, where am I at? It might be tiring you just, I did that. I put it in red. Shame on me. Listen to me talking at the time, so I thought that we'd do something different, okay? This great event was sealed under the blood of the mystery of redemption. What's he been preaching? Eternal redemption. Right? Does everybody understand that? It's going right along with what he's saying, right along with what you asked. Okay? Now the Lamb has it in his hand and is going to break it. Now let's look to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Okay? You can go there if you want. The Lamb himself speaking. Not just symbol form. Speaking. Okay? He's emphasizing that. Now, anyone knows that Christ is the author of the whole book as far as concerned, but this is his speech here, or his sermon to, now I want you to read this. This right here, what I got in yellow, very important. Listen to what it says. Does everybody know that when Jesus speaks through we always said this, I know Brother Samuel, you probably, he said, well, the seals are the Gentiles, trumpets are the Jews. Anybody ever heard that? Am I the only one that heard that? Right? So if Jesus is speaking to the Jews and he's talking seals, isn't that a little different? I thought the plan of redemption for the Jews is through the trumpets. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? So right away, Brother Branham is going to point us to something and show you how they overlap. The seals and the trumpets overlap, and they're all a part of the plan of redemption. Redemption for the Gentiles. Redemption for the Jews. Does everybody understand? There's two classes of people. Amen. Look at this here. He said, so he's speaking out of, whoops, I hit the button. Sorry. I do that at my church too. Did I get that lost? Hold on, where are we at? Technical difficulties. Wait a minute, what happened? Where'd the quote go? Oh, right there it is, right here. They changed my colors already? Did that color change or am I going crazy? Did them brothers do that to me back there? Well, thank you. I appreciate. What did he say? He stuck his head through there. Well, you lost me there. I was looking for red. Thank you for that. Whew. I thought I'd really gotten a mess here. Okay. So listen to what he says here. His speech, his sermon to the people and to the Jews.
Amen.
This Matthew 24 is not just to the Gentiles. It's the Gentile and Jew.
Sure.
Who's he talking to in Matthew 24?
Yep.
Jews were there. But he said, this sermon is not just for these Jews that I'm addressing out here. It's to the people too. Does everybody see what he's saying?
Amen.
Okay, so this is very important. Now, I want to hold your book like this, Matthew 24 and Revelation 6 like this. Let's compare something here just a little bit. So watch this now, and you can find out just how it is. See what the Lamb here is showing exactly in symbol form, what he said over here in the Word.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay? Doing exactly, so that makes it right. So that makes it right. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let these things be established, right? Doing exactly, so that makes it right. Now that there is to it, here's one. He's talking to it, and here's where it happens. See? It's just a perfect vindication. Now look, let's look at 24th chapter of St. Matthew, Revelation 6, compare the 24th chapter of Matthew. We all know that was the chapter that nobody's excluded out of this. Every scholar, every person goes to talk to about the tribulation period. What's the seal is he preaching in when he's talking about this? Now, I'm going to tell you there's two parts to the sixth seal. I'm going to get a little ahead of myself. One part of it is investigating judgment. The other part of it is tribulation. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? So if you're putting the sixth seal all the way over there in the tribulation period, then what does that have to do with me? Right? Does everybody understand? Remember, that's what spoke of there is to all the people. You're a part of these things. You understand?
Amen.
I see your faces. You're not got it yet, but you're going to before we get through today.
Yeah.
I promise you. I'm going to cover it. Okay, so we know that this chapter, every scholar, every one of them, this is a tribulation period. Comes out of the 24th chapter. Now, I'm going to go to the first seal. So I'm going to go to the first seal and show you where he's talking Matthew 24 and he's talking in 6 to show you one says a little more than the other. When you go to Matthew 24, St. Luke 17 is the same. Luke is telling what he heard. Matthew is telling what he heard. And it'll be a little different. Here you'll get more here than what you get here. And between the two of them, it'll paint a picture for you and you can draw it together.
Amen.
And it'll make everything clear.
Amen.
Has everybody got it?
Amen.
That's what all these things that Jesus does, the seals and in 6 and 24, he's just trying to get it to us. Is that right?
Amen.
You know, as a preacher, how many times we preach the same sermon over and over? One service we take one approach, another one another, and then finally everybody, I'll look out there and you're all going, you got it. When I'm looking out there and some of you are going, and others are going, you know your face responds?
Amen.
One of my favorite quotes in the message, Brother Branham was preaching one time, he said, I wish you could see the devil's face now. Who is he looking at? You ever think of that? He was looking at the people. Do you know you will express how you feel? When I used to be a deacon in our church, I sat on a platform and I could watch people come. What I did is I looked at people. If they come in and they were limping, they got problems. If you got pain, you will not smile. Unless you're crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're not happy, do you smile? Somebody help me here. So when I would watch people and I'd look at people, I'd see a sad face. You know what I'd instantly do? I'd drop my head and start praying for them. I know something's bothering them. It may be depression. It may be whatever's after them. Lord, I'm praying for them. That you'll get them through. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see everybody smiling, don't
Amen.
You? I don't know about you, but I want to be happy.
Amen.
I've been through a lot in my natural body the last 4 years, and I am determined to be happy today.
Amen.
I could have died. It could have really went south for me. You understand? But I am determined to be happy.
Amen.
I am not going to major on sad. I'm going to major on being happy.
Amen.
And God wants you to be happy this morning. He gave you the best thing he could give you, this message of the hour.
Amen.
The sweetest thing. It's sweet. Do you understand? I have partaken of it, and this message is sweet.
Amen.
The bitterness comes when you digest it, and the persecution, the tribulations, when people die out of our audience. My mama passed away 3 years ago. I can't even hardly talk about her. I'll start crying. So I can't hardly talk about her because I loved her so much.
Amen.
You know, we suffer many things in this natural body. God's not mad at you. You understand? It's a character builder. I've come out on the other side. I know I'm not the man I was 4 years ago. I know I'm not. So the first seal, let's go there. Matthew 24:4, if you want to catch it. And Jesus answered and said, did I do that again? Where am I at? Where am I at? Oh, send it to them. Okay, there you go. Thank you. I may have to get off my clicker and let them click. I got 2 70-inch monitors. Mine, and I go back, boy, I just cruise. So Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Look at the sixth seal. Notice now, we're going to read first. Then he answered them and said to them, thank you. He's going to start to answering now, and we want to compare it with the seals. Now watch the first seal is Revelation 6:1-2. Okay? Now we read 6:1-2. And I saw the Lamb when he had opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of a thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Amen. The first four seals, the beasts say, come and see. Amen. Everybody knows what those beasts are, right? Lion, ox, man, flying eagle. I tell the church, I don't like to use eagle. I like flying eagle. There's difference in an eagle that's perched on a rock waiting for a rabbit to be killed down in a valley or go kill it. I want to be a flying eagle because you know what a flying eagle is? He sees afar off. This is a flying eagle. We have come up hither. I'm not just an eagle sitting on a mountain somewhere, looking down in a valley. I am flying and I'm seeing afar off, all the way to the new heaven and new earth. Flying eagle, okay? I love that. I don't want to just be an eagle. I want to be a flying eagle. You know, the eagle that's down on the ground, he's usually going through that, what, droping season? Remember? I'm not droping where I'm at. I'm flying. Okay? I want you to know that. Okay, so then he answered and said, compared with that, okay, and I saw the lamb when it opened, okay, and I saw, and behold, a white horse. So you have a lion and a white horse. Every time the devil does something, God raises a standard against it. The white horse come out, and then God raised a standard against a lion. Is that right? Okay. And then what did he do? The white horse, he had a bow, he had no arrows. He's just a bluff. The Antichrist is a bluff, brother. Antichrist can't phase me anymore. He's a bluff. He's got a bow, but it ain't going to get me. Got no arrows, right? Okay. He went forth conquering to conquer, and who would find this fellow was? Antichrist. Matthew 24:4-5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, shall deceive many. Amen. Is that saying the same thing?
Right. Amen.
Right? Okay.
Amen.
Let's go up now. See it, Antichrist. There's your seal. Let's go to the second. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the first four seals, but I'm going to spend a whole lot of time on the fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Amen.
Not even the seventh. Everybody knows what the seventh seal is.
Amen.
Coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
There's three parts to it. Coming of the Lord, an unknown tongue.
Yep.
Let me ask you, when you were in Pentecost, somebody spoke in an unknown tongue. Who could interpret that? Only God.
Amen.
Now, somebody in the audience would stand up with a gift of interpretation, but really God can only interpret an unknown tongue. And then what's the last part of it? The end of all things. So this seventh seal, when it's open, goes all the way to the coming of the Lord, all the way to the end of all things. Everybody understand? Does everybody understand when the white horse rider starts to ride, when that rider got off the white horse onto the red horse, the white horse kept going.
Amen.
The Antichrist is still here today. Do you agree? Did he stop when he got on the red horse, the Antichrist? No. Those riders ride all the way to the end. Okay? Spirit of Antichrist is alive and well today, okay? Now the second seal, Matthew 24:6, Revelation 6:3-4. Now watch Matthew 6:24-6. Now let me see what it says. All ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be troubled not, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet, okay? Then Brother Branham here, I corrected it. Brother Branham said, all right, let's take the second seal, Revelation 3:2. Well, you got to go 3 and 4. Right?
Yeah, right?
See, Brother Bram did make mistakes when he was talking.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Right.
Do we need a fivefold ministry to break it down for the people?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People think we don't need a fivefold ministry anymore. People don't think we got to go to church. What do people think anymore?
Amen.
I thought a Christian went to church. I thought the people sat under a pastor.
Amen.
I mean, that's the unbeliever out there who won't come to church and won't have a pastor.
Right. Amen.
People in this message think they don't have to come to church. They can sit at home and listen to tapes.
Yeah.
And they think they don't have to have rapturing faith. Some people ask me, they call me. Me, I'm a dummy. Why are they calling me? It's like, what are you calling me for? They'll say, well, I'm going to this church and I got this pastor. Should I leave and go somewhere else? You know what I always ask them? Does your pastor preach rapturing faith? It stops them dead right there. They'll go, I thought, well, do you not know if they preach rapturing faith? And I say, do they preach? Yeah. I said, then you better stay there.
That's right.
Because about 10% of the message churches preach rapturing faith.
Amen.
The rest of them are into emotion, feeling, and feeling good. And I want to feel good, but the stimulation of revelation is what makes me feel good. You can sing a song that sound like the archangel. By the way, Lucifer led songs in heaven. Did you know that? Lucifer. Right? He exalted himself above God. He thought he was better than a preacher. Right? Got news for him. Boy, some of these message people need to get a revelation. That's what we lack, right? So he opened it, second beast. What was it? Red horse. Okay, let's go. I'm going to go through these fast. Everybody in here knows what the four horses are, right? I'm going to say it real quick rather than read it so I can get through it because I want to get to five. First, white horse. And then God raised up a standard, a lion. Second, the red horse. God raised up a standard, an ox. Does anybody know what an ox is? A converted bull. He's had the fight taken out of him. You know what Brother Branham said? I love this quote. To me, this quote makes a second seal as real to me. He said, he was talking about predestination. He said, why, predestination is one of the oldest doctrines in the Bible. Irenaeus preached that. If you were predestinated and know where you stand with God, does it matter if they tarred and feathered you and burnt you? Would it matter if they hung you on a cross? If you got predestination and you know you're going to make it to the other side, they had the spirit of the ox on them for that age and they said, got the fight taken out of me, man. Kill this body and you're just sitting next, before you blink, I'm going to be on the other side. So they had their little red horse with their sword killing 68 million Protestants, didn't lose a one. All that the Father hath given me will come to me. What is that? Predestination. They had a revelation of predestination, Sam, and they go here. You know, Paul had him. He said, they're going to chop my head off. Didn't even tie him up here. Just gave it up, right? He was ready to go. He said, I fought a good fight, finished the course, let me go. So that's what it was. Okay, God raised the standard. Then we come to the man. What is man? Intelligence. Right? What is the dark horse rider? You remember three pennies for a measure of barley? It was all about money. The Catholic Church was doing indulgences. They trapped the entire money of the world. Those 68 million that were martyred, you know where their farms and their money went to? The Catholic Church. Everybody understand that? Very rich. The black horse rider. And what did it come up? The intelligence of men. Under that, we had Luther, we had Wesley. Right? So let me tell you something. I said it last night. Your intelligence will take you a long way. You ought to go read some of Wesley's stuff. Knox, Finney, Dwight Moody. If you've never read some of those, I have. Those were highly intelligent. They were smarter than we were, Brother Samuel. You go in and go take a test of IQ, they'd beat me hands down. They had intelligence, and it took them a long way. But it took more than intelligence. It took a revelation from God. That's what we received in this prophet of this hour, this Elijah ministry, the coming of the Lord. We got a revelation from God that's going to take you further than man's intelligence, further than your intelligence will ever take you. Let's go up. Okay. So then we have the next one's a pale horse. The pale horse is the white, red, and black all mixed together. And what is the pale horse? Death. What did Brother Branham say when he preached the fourth seal? We got a name. It's got a name now. What is its name? Death. What did he say denominationalism was? Death. What is denominationalism in this message? Death. If you denominate, separate yourself from people, shame on you. You're supposed to have brotherly kindness. You're supposed to draw the circle bigger. Huh? I teach at our church, you go to the Old Testament, and remember Moab, remember the children of Israel were coming out, and they went to the land of Moab, they went to the elders of Jerusalem, or of Israel, said, we'll pay for the grass, we'll pay for the water, their animals larp up. You know what the Moab said? We want you out of here. We don't like, we're cousins and we don't like you. Who'll give you your biggest problem? Kinfolk. Loan somebody in your family, money and see if you get it back. I told the people at church, if you're loaning the money to somebody you know, plan on not getting it back. And if you do, fine. Isn't that right? That's the way I do it. I said, if you ain't got it to give, tell them you ain't got it to give. Solve that problem quick. Okay, so what is it? Death. Denominationalism. You can be a one-man denomination. One man. Right? Have that spirit on you. Death. Okay, now let's go up. Let's go run it up the fifth seal. I want to go there. Okay? Brother He said I got an hour and 20 minutes, and you ain't got a clock. Would I say, is there a clock in here somewhere, or am I missing it? Where?
Right above your head. Right in front of you. Right there. Next to the camera.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Like I say, I knew I'd have to hurry. But I got to where I can't. I've had 5 eye surgeries the last 2 years. I'm telling you what, I ain't got a good part in my body yet. I'm slap dab wore out, Brother Samuel. I am ready to get out of here. In my heart, I'm saying, even so, Lord, come quickly. All these things that are happening, people going over, you know what I found? I'm crying in my heart. There's no reason for me to be here anymore. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Get me out. What Brother Ram says, holding up the rapture, the readiness of the bride. I'm not looking for an event. I'm looking to get ready. Let's just get ready, okay? Okay, go up. That's the 4th seal. Right there. Okay, and Brother Wade, I talked to him about it, and I'm sure you've mentioned it. Brother Wade can't keep anything quiet, I tell him. And I'm the same way, unfortunately. Okay, so Matthew 24:9. Let's read that. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Amen.
Does everybody see that says for name's sake?
That's right. Amen.
That's important. Amen. Hold that. And then shall, now is Israel, were they under Eichmann, Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin, were they killed for the Lord, for the name's sake? No. Right. Nations for my name's sake. Who's this talking? My namesake is Jesus. They didn't accept Jesus. And Brother Branham placed the 5th seal Jews here. You know what it was? 5. You know what 5 is in God's economy? Grace. We're still in the Gentile dispensation, and God saved 6 million Jews. Huh? Pretty interesting, don't you think? But now, listen. So he said, this is for the people and for the Jews. Everybody got why he said that? That trapped it, okay? Then shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Boy, that sounds like now, don't it? You think the 5th seal ain't that? They'll hate you without a cause. Huh? They'll sell you out. And it says here, hate you one another and many shall, false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Is that in this hour? Yeah, this 5th seal's applying to this hour. And because iniquity shall abound. You know what iniquity is? Something you know to do and you don't.
Amen.
Iniquity. And the love of many will wax cold. Doesn't it say in Thessalonians that at that day the love of many will wax cold?
Amen.
There's more scripture says that than here.
Amen.
Right? But I want you to key in on this. But he that shall endure. Does anybody know what endure is? You ever been on an endurance race? You ever run a long ways? That's endurance, right? Endure, the same shall be saved. You know what that is? That's to us.
Amen.
If the 5th seal is only to the Jews, why did I even have to hear it? The 5th seal does apply to me. I am the one and you're the one sitting here that's enduring till the end. Right? Your husband endured to the end. That's grace. He continued in the faith. What I said, this stature of a perfect man is, it's continuance, it's endurance. You start out here, you're born again down here. A lot of people think you're born again up there. No, you're born again down here. You've got faith, right? And you keep enduring and you keep growing in the knowledge and the grace of God. 5th seal, you see? 5, grace. And you come up here and then God gives you virtue. He said these are gifts. Even it says you add to it. You can't even add to your stature. Isn't that what the Bible says? I can't add these things to me. The way I add them is to keep in the message of the hour. Amen. Keep enduring. Amen. When somebody dies, I still go. Amen. I continue up. I don't sit there and get down and fall away and in and out. Brother Bram says when you get to birth, you're in, your up and downs are over. See, I don't got that. Will I get depressed in the flesh? I guarantee you when I had 3 heart attacks in 3 years, you think I wasn't depressed?
Amen.
I had a gallbladder. You can't believe how bad that thing was. 3 years. They wouldn't do anything. I was having gallbladder attack every 4 days. Screamers, I called them. The neighbors thought my wife was beating me. Seriously. I don't know if any of you, has anybody had a gallbladder attack in here? Rough. Oh. Did it hurt?
Very bad. It
Well, they took mine out too, sister, finally. They took mine out in December. I was in the hospital Christmas, and I've gained 30 pounds. I drink water and have an attack. You know what? I'll tell this. I want to show you how this natural body is such a phenomenon and how you here are even far above that. The doctor finally, I'd had a heart attack, had a bad gallbladder. They wouldn't take it out. You got to wait a year. Those stents got to set a year. We can't disturb them. Gallbladder attack. Right, next year, okay, I'm approaching a year, Sister Peggy. I'm going to get it out. All is well. I had another heart attack. Another year. Another heart attack. Another year. Finally, I told the guy, I said, I'll do anything to get this out. I'll sign a waiver. She said, well, you'll die if we do it while you're in the hospital. I said, I don't care. I said, would you get this? I feel like I got something eating from the inside out. Would you get this out? I begged them. Nope. Well, I'll wait 3 months. Waited 3 months, and I got one surgeon that would do it. Nobody else wanted to. When he did that surgery, he said, my stomach and the rest of my organs were so swollen that where your gallbladder, they swole up and attached themselves to the gallbladder. My gallbladder had been gangrene for no telling how long. I should have died. Sister Peggy, he said, your organs were so swollen in your body, they swell up and attach themselves to your gallbladder. He said, it took me 30 minutes to get your stomach off from your gallbladder. They had to tear it off. So your uncomely members, when one is sick among you, we get around them. We'll forfeit ourselves. And we'll get around him. If that would have leaked into my body, that gangrene, I would have died. He said, once I pulled everything away and got to your gallbladder, he said, it come out in pieces. He said, I grabbed it and it just fell off. And he said, like 10 pieces. I said, well, how bad was it? He said, the worst gallbladder I've ever seen in 10 years. Worse. See how good God is to us?
Amen.
You think I didn't suffer a lot of days, man? Oh. It was, and so now I've gained 30 pounds. I'm going on a diet when I get home. So you understand the fifth seal is an endurance thing. It gives you the ability. God has gifted you with something here. He has given you grace in this church where you can endure where the other guy can't. When you got guys sitting next to you in church falling away, he's given you something. He's given you grace. By grace are you saved through faith and not of your own works. Now under that seal, since it's to the people and to the Jews, right?
Amen.
We understand that. Okay? Let's go up. Now I'm going to get the sixth seal. And you go back and look at the fifth. I'll cover this. Somebody was asking the sister about Ezekiel, the four living creatures. Do you understand? I went and reread the fifth seal all over and the sixth seal all over, Brother Wade, this week. I studied more last week than I do at my church. When I go out and preach, it's harder on me than when I stay at home. I don't have to do nearly the study. You know what I mean? Brother Sam knows what that's like to go to another church. Man, because you want to be sure you're saying the right things, you know? But in the fifth seal, Brother Branham explains this, and he gets on the beast. He said, now, the first seal, the beast said, come and see, the lion. The second one, the beast said, come and see, the ox. The next one, the third, come and see the man. The next one, come and see the eagle. Has everybody got that? The fifth seal, there is no living creatures announcing that. It says, he said. This is Christ that's going to reveal Amen. This to you. By grace are you saved through faith.
Amen.
The only way you're going to get this fifth seal is if God reveals it to you. Everybody got that? The sixth seal, not announced by a beast. The seventh seal, not announced by a beast. Is that right? And I'm going to tell you something. The four living creatures are the ministry.
Amen.
The eagle is the ministry for this hour. Does everybody understand that? The lion was the ministry in Paul's day. They said in Paul's day, they got to look, see that finger how messed up it is? Everything on my, I ain't got a good part on my body. I can't donate. If something, you needed a part, I couldn't give it to you. Don't look at me. I can't give you a part. Okay? I'm wore out. So, you know what the believers in Paul's day did? They put their finger on their nose, brother, and said, you ain't saying what Paul said. Is that a lion? You know what a lion is? Rawr. Type A personality. Just pounced right on them. Said, hey, you're not saying what Paul said, right? So those four living creatures are the ministry that God has rose up in that hour. So people think they don't need a ministry. Are you nuts? Have you people in the message, some of you lost your mind?
Amen.
You need a ministry. You need the eagle ministry.
Amen.
You need the Son of Man ministry.
Amen.
Yes.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Let's go up. That's the fifth seal, okay? Let's go up. Let's see where we're at. There's martyrdom. We know he said that, right? But everybody sees it. They say, oh, that's 144 Jews. That's in the future. No. Get that out of your head. It's for now. These people are, and they die for his namesake. Those 6 million Jews that are under the altar, did they die for his namesake, Sister Peggy? Uh-uh. For the word of God and their testimony is what it says.
Right?
Amen. Okay. That's the sixth seal. Now, the sixth seal is the one we're coming to now. Sixth seal, he's preaching the sixth seal, right?
Amen.
Here we are. Now we're going to get also Revelation 6:12, 1 through 7. That's exactly what we just read. Now, listen to this. Now, it's what Jesus said in Matthew 29, 24, 29, and 30. I didn't really catch the whole of this until I preached it here a while back. And this excites me. And what we're going to get into. Now remember, everybody got your Bibles? If you got it, go to 24, 29. Is everybody here the last time, or not the last time, time before, I preached it back way back, probably 2012 here, about the age of Aquarius? You know, I took this scripture and preached it out of it. I want to bring it to you. You can go back and listen to it, or they don't got it posted that far back, but you can get it if you want it. And I'm going to cover that a little bit here in a minute under this seal. Okay, immediately after the tribulation of those days. What? This tribulation, this amateur tribulation that we've went through here. What's he talking about? The persecution of the 6 million Jews. That was an amateur tribulation. You know what Brother Branham said? Another quote? It's a type of tribulation. Does everybody understand what a type is? It's a shadow of things to come. Those 6 million Jews was a type of what's fixing to happen in tribulation. Will 144,000 be killed? Will the foolish virgins be killed? Will the earth be burned over? Everybody get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Right? Okay. But that's grace.
Amen.
That's grace. Right?
Amen.
Nothing but grace. Remember Brother Branham said that German guy had his, it was in Germany, was talking about, well, they had 6 million that died in the dark ages. He said God was this old doty white-haired God sitting on a throne with his arms crossed around. Remember he said that?
Yeah, right.
And he said, can you believe that God let 68 million people die? Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
But were they all saved? We don't know. But if they were under that, if they were predestinated, they were saved.
Right? Right.
Right? Sure. So it's just, Brother Ram said, it's the tender hand of Jehovah.
Yeah,
he said the 6 million that died was the tender hand of Jehovah.
Right.
Kind of different than what we think, huh?
Right.
Immediately after tribulation of those days, that's Eichmann and M, the sun shall be darkened, the moon. Does everybody remember how that we had, how the sun was dark, how the church age pictures, remember the moon was darkened?
Right.
To where it went into a total eclipse? Remember Laodicea was totally dark.
Right.
Do you know Brother Branham was allowed to write light in that?
Right.
Do you know that Laodicea was completely dark?
Right.
Now let me ask you something. I'm going to get, this is a real big doctrinal thing. Do you think you're in Laodicea? You're in a bride age. I don't call you church anymore, brother. I call you bride. If you're in the church ages, I got to call you church. Church ages. Everybody got it? It was totally black. Why? We ain't in the church ages no more. I'm in the bride age, people. Everybody understand that? If you're in a church age, you're under Laodicea, you're under a church. Somebody that's born of a woman is of, how's it go? It's in Psalm, Proverb. A man that's born of a woman is of full days and full of trouble. If you're the church, you're born of a woman. You know, I've talked to people in this message. This is something that just gets on me quicker than anything. I'll talk to somebody who goes to a certain message and all they want to talk about is their church. Their church. Their church. I get off the phone and said, did he even say one thing about Christ?
Yeah.
Are they born of a church?
Yeah.
Or are you born of Christ?
Amen.
Think about it. You're not in the church age anymore. You're not under the church.
Amen.
You're a bride age. You've had an invisible union with him.
Amen.
You are so above the church now. Now, let me ask you something. In a sixth seal, does the church go through tribulation? The church does. Does the bride go through tribulation?
No.
Mm-mm. But let me tell you something. You better get out of that church thing. The church is your mama, and she'll raise you to a certain age, and then you got to get it on your own, big boy. You can't stay on the milk all the time. Mama will give you the milk, but sooner or later, you got to get it for yourself. You better get into that bride age. Does everybody understand that? Brother Branham said 120 coats were beyond Pentecost. What was the Pentecostal age? Right? See, people want to take us back to Pentecost. You know what? I got a quote. I have it here. I'm going to say it. It's going to be a shocker. Brother Branham said he didn't like the word Pentecost. He said Pentecost was those people that were down there celebrating the 50. The ones in the upper room were apostolic. It doesn't say in the Bible he'll turn your heart back to the Pentecostal fathers. Everybody in the message wants to turn you back to a Pentecost. All the hoop-de-doo. The jumping up and down. Huh? The laying on of hands. Is that what they want? Prayer lines. Huh? I'm not against that. I want you to understand, but that's not my emphasis. My emphasis is Christ, the Word. Your emphasis better be on this message, on the Word. And you better get in it. It better be in you, and you better get in it. Okay? Time's running out, people. We are real close to the end of this thing. So immediately after the tribulation, the sun and the moon, like I say, seven church ages, remember it was dark? Did the moon go dark? Did we have an eclipse? Okay, listen to what it says. The moon shall not give her light. That's when it happened. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Listen to this. This is right here. This is 30, is that right? 29 was immediately after those days, after the persecution of the Jews. This is when it appeared the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham says this is the sixth seal.
That's right.
Everybody hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Brother Branham says this is the sixth seal. I didn't say it. Brother Branham said it.
Amen.
Everybody got that?
Amen.
I went out and looked at one of your messages you did, Brother Sam. I wanted to see how you stood on it, and he's right. You know what Brother Sam? No, I didn't. You're laughing, Sister Peggy. You know he's right. You know what he, I know what he says is right.
Amen.
This guy's right. This is one of the best preachers I've ever heard in my life. You guys have been so blessed here with this man. Look at the, look what he's put together. Look at this, look at the people. I mean, I've never been in a church like this, Brother Sam. I'll be on, where you have your liberty, you can preach, and people get it. I mean, you don't get that anywhere. You preach what I'm preaching here to most message churches, they'll think I'm a Martian.
Yeah.
Like I'm from outer space somewhere, like I fell off a rock.
That's right.
So brother, and I'm going to say it ahead of time. You can go read it. I've got the quotes in here. If you want to read it, go out to the internet. They're going to post it and you'll read it. This is the sixth seal.
Amen.
So everybody's thinking the sixth seal is when it's, there's two and it is that too.
Right.
So brother, this is the way he said it. And I think it's a, really good. He said, you won't go through tribulation, but you will go through persecution.
Amen.
Anybody remember that message he preached?
Amen.
Is that what he said?
Amen.
That's what I'm telling you too. You know what the persecution is? Judgment.
Amen.
You know what Brother Branham said? Education's of the devil. Is that judgment? He said in 1956, America, you're getting your final jubilee. In 1957, he said, I don't pray for her anymore. Is that judgment? He said, politics is of the devil. Is that judgment?
Yeah.
I've tried to tell our people, and I preach and preach, but stay out of that crazy stuff out there, politics. Brother Branham said it's of the devil.
Yeah.
And I had people in my church say, well, I'm Trump. I'm for, and a guy's been married three times, and his wife's an ex-porno star. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Would you know what in our right mind would I vote for a guy like that?
Right.
Is that the best we can produce in America? You know what my answer is? Uh-huh. Shows where it's been judged. A prophet, when you don't receive Elijah the prophet, he's a grace prophet. Brother Ram said, Elijah prophets to the world, he's a grace prophet. When you refuse grace, what do you have coming? Has America as a whole refused our prophet? What do they got? What are we living in? Judgment. This COVID-19 falling is nothing but judgment. Brother Branham said the flu of 1918 was a plague. Did you know he said that? Do you know COVID-19 is just another flu, but it's a better, bigger strain of it, a new strain? That's why they don't know how to fight it, because we don't have a natural immunity to it or antibodies built up? It's a plague falling people. Now, let me ask you something. Was Israel in Egypt when the things were starting to fall? Now, if you die of COVID-19, it doesn't mean that you're an Egyptian. It means your Cadillac showed up and you just went over. Does everybody understand? You gotta have a revelation with them. You know, those heart attacks, I never thought God was trying to kill me. I never hollered out in the hospital one time when I had my gallbladder. God, are you trying to kill me? I knew he wasn't trying to kill me. God don't want to kill me. But you know what? If I die, it's my Cadillac. What is death to you? I passed from death to life. Death, you can no more die than God can die. Didn't Brother Branham say that? What are you worried about death? Now, I'll be honest with you. I think you ought to go get a vaccine because there's no immunities to this one. The flu, we've had it in the world for 1918. Your mama had it. You've had, how many in here have had the flu? Hold up your hand. Every time you get it, you build up antibodies against it. And it's harder to get. This rascal's a new strain of it, and your body has no immunity to it. 95% of the people that get the vaccine, if they get it, they don't have it as bad, Sister Peggy. You know what I did? I haven't taken a flu shot in 20 years, and I haven't had the flu. I went and got this rascal. I thought, uh-uh, buddy. You know why? In 1122, my song leader died a miserable death. He got blood clots, and I've never heard anybody yet that got blood clots with this COVID that lived. Not one. This is tough, people. This is tough. God gave you a coconut. Use it. That's what I tell our people. Your intellect will go a long way.
Amen.
Right? This head that God gave you will go way up the ladder. And where it can't take you, revelation will finish it.
Amen.
So God gave me a coconut up here, and he kind of expects me to use it. Right? Huh? Okay. If you don't get the vaccine, that's your deal. I'm not trying to tell you to or not to, but I'm telling you I did. I don't regret. I had the COVID, by the way. I had a heart attack September 15th. I had the COVID over October the 15th. Had my gallbladder out. Ginger said I ruined her Christmas this year. I said, ho, ho, ho. I was in the hospital on December 20th. She got so mad at me because I ruined her Christmas, Sister Peggy. I thought, I'm up here screaming and you're worried about Christmas. I said, I'm not worried about it. I just said, ho, ho, ho. Get over it. There's next Christmas, you know. Sixth seal. Now read over here in Revelation now, the sixth seal, the one we are in right now. And behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Are we having a lot of blood moons now? How many blood moons have you seen here lately? Have you ever heard of a blood moon until here recently? I went out and looked up, what is a blood moon? You want me to tell you? Remember Jesus when his sweat looked as like blood? You know what that was? A blood moon. Anybody know that? That was a blood moon. He was standing there, he had prayed, and he'd got sweaty, and that blood moon was shining. It looked like, it said he's appeared as blood. It didn't say it was blood. You're pulling. That's why I'm looking at you, okay? Everybody else is too, but you're pulling. Okay, that's the way it happens with me. Blood moon. Does everybody understand that? We're having all these blood moons. You know what blood moon means? In the time of Isabella and King Ferdinand in Spain in 1492 or 52 some date, they had a blood moon. You know what happened right after that? They said the Jews couldn't be in Spain anymore. They told them to pack their luggage. They took them out on ships. They kept their luggage and killed them and dumped them in the ocean. You know what Hitler did? Pack your luggage, Jews. We're going to relocate you. Just exactly what King Ferdinand and Isabella was telling them in Spain. They packed their luggage. Does anybody know a Jew? They ain't going to be far from their money, Brother Sam. They hadn't no luggage, right? So when they got to the track before they gassed them, they threw their luggage over here. They had people going through it, right? And they took them to the ovens. The same thing that happened. Blood moons. When you see a blood moon, innocent blood's going to be shed. The blood moon when Jesus prayed, let this cup pass from me, was innocent blood shed? And King Ferdinand was innocent blood shed? Every time you see a blood moon, it's an announcement there's going to be innocent blood shed. Now something? That's why we're having them. A lot of innocents out there. The stars of heaven fell into the earth, and fig tree cast her untimely figs, which she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll as it rolled together, and every mountain, every island moved out of their place. Wow.
That's right.
Not every island, but do you know when they had that earthquake in Japan that the GPS coordinates in Japan has changed 13 feet? Do you know that? Took that island out of its place. That's something, isn't it? What is that? Why are these things happening, Sister Peggy? It's a type. A type. We're in the shadow, the type of things that's fixing to rain down when that sixth seal opens in its fullness to the Jews. Does everybody understand? That's why Brother Branham said it's an amateur tribulation what happened to those 6 million. It's going to be a full-blown tribulation. It's what's going to happen to those 144,000. Everybody got it? This we're living in now is a type of the tribulation. Will we go through persecution? Yeah. Will we go through the tribulation, the great part of it? Or when this thing is in its fullness? No. That's what Brother Sam was saying. I read his notes. He said it. Okay? But we're sitting here, we don't realize where we're at. And we're sitting here, not condemnation to you. You say, we look at the, we go, what's going on? What is this going on? Amateur tribulation. A type of the tribulation. The shadow of it's falling all around us. Politics is corrupt, been judged. Why do I care about politics? What does politics have to do with me? Brother Bram said, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a Christian. Do we not understand that? Brother Bram said you can put an Abraham Lincoln and a George Washington on what, every corner? And you ain't going to turn it around. You think Trump was going to turn it around? Brother Bram said by quote, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Is it? Is it getting tougher for you? Is the message getting sweeter to you? Is grace abounding with you? That's what that five, you know what in that fifth seal, what I love? He seen that 93-year-old woman. And he said, he seen the sisters, he seen the brothers, and over the hill come running this woman. He said, I'll say it like I'd say it. Knock your socks off. Beautiful. Drop dead gorgeous. You understand that, right? Right? He's going. He said, you know who she is? No, I don't know who she is. She was 93 years old. When she was saved in one of your meetings. That's in the fifth seal.
Amen.
See the grace of it is, Sister Peggy? Amen. Look at this 66-year-old guy. And I'm going to be in his... Well, I don't know how gorgeous it'll be. I'll stop there on that one. Okay. Oh, I just... Boy, this guy. Good job, he says. Okay. So does everybody understand? He said in the mountains and rocks, fall on us, go up. For the great day of the wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand, right? Let's read here. Let's go up to the quote. It's perfectly turned right back. See what Jesus said here now in Matthew 24:29. Listen, after this Eichmann case and so forth, immediately after the tribulation of these days, after this Eichmann case, do you realize that Brother Branham's preaching this in 63? Do you realize Eichmann was put to death? He said right after. Does everybody see that? 63, Eichmann was killed and hung in Israel in 62, 531. Did you know that? Kind of, you see, he's putting these little markers. If I was wanting to go to Atlanta, I drive 12 miles that says Atlanta, whatever, 30. There's markers. God has placed in the scripture markers to let us know exactly where we at are in the scheme of the process of getting out of here. God ain't going to let you sit here and go, I wonder where I'm at. Am I saved? Am I not saved? Am I going to have to go through this? Am I going to have to go through that? No, God's already revealed those things to us. We know exactly we're on the road. And you know what? It's about time for me to get out of here. I have arrived. I just can't see this thing going on much longer, Brother Sam. So take courage. I want you guys to be happy and take courage. We're at the end of this thing. You have been the one that has grace that's endured to the end of this thing. I've come to the message in 1985, Sister Peggy. I thought I was the last one in. 85, I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm the last one. So 35 years later, sister, I've been enduring this thing. Every devil in hell's been aimed at me. My friends, I don't have many of them to begin with, but I sure have a whole lot less since the message come.
Yeah.
But I've been enduring this thing, Brother Wade, and it's grace.
Amen.
The way I can endure is just stay in the group. This message is a message of grace. Stay in the message. It's grace. It's absolutely the fifth seal to me. You understand? It's gonna, I may get to be 93 years old. Oh God, I hope not. There could be nothing left of me then. But if I do, then I'm gonna show up on the other side in this 20-year-old body. Am I the only one in this church that's old that every time I see a young person say, oh, I want to be that. I want to be in that new body. My wife said, I am not aging gracefully at all. She does, Sister Peggy. It makes me mad. I don't want to get old. Does anybody in this room want to get old? I see that little girl that stood up yesterday and went like that with her shoulders. I thought, oh man, I used to be that way. Wasn't nearly as good looking, but I was that way. I had all that here. Now what if I couldn't even stand up like that, Brother Terrence? If I dropped a coin now on a parking lot, I don't even pick it up. I don't care if it was a quarter, a dime, a nickel. I drop it and I go, somebody will pick it up. Somebody going to get blessed today because I ain't picking it up. If there ain't a wall or a car there where I can crawl up it, right? I drop something in the middle of my garage. It'll stay there a week before I pick it up. Ugh. Okay. So Brother Bram's showing us and putting signposts where we're at. Okay. So here we are. The moon shall not give her light. Stars have fallen. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and they shall see. I don't want to send forth his... Okay, now this one is 31. Does everybody understand that? Brother Branham says 29 and 30 is the sixth seal. But guess what? He also says this is the sixth seal. Everybody understand that? So the sixth seal is inclusive. Now look, and send forth his angels. Is that plural? Is an angel a messenger? Who are they? Moses and Elijah to Israel. But he says the sixth seal is up here. We got some understanding to get to here. Okay, everybody got that? Okay, let's go to the quote. And it'll clear up. How long have I got? Oh man, that clock. Boy, where'd you put that clock up there for? Okay. It's turned back over here. See what Jesus said now in Matthew 24:29. Listen, after this cycling, immediately after, let's go on down. It's repeating quite a bit. Send forth his angels, go up. Man, I must have. See, exactly comparing what Jesus said in 24 with what the Revelator was here in the sixth seal is just exactly, okay, go up. Immediately. Jesus, here's what Brother Bram said. Here's the sixth seal. You know what he says? I want you to hear this. This is really good. Where if you don't make it, you're going to end up in tribulation. Does everybody understand that where you're sitting today? You're going to end up in tribulation. You don't get this thing right. Listen to what he says. In the sixth seal, he's telling you, this is good advice. Oh my, that ought to set every Christian searching himself and holding his hands before God and saying, cleanse me, O Lord, look into my life and let me see what my bad part is. Amen. You know, Brother Ram said, we all have a hole in our fence. But you know what you got to do? What you got to do? Put your foot down. That rabbit won't come in and eat all your veggies. Right? He's saying on the sixth seal, get all the bad part out. Get to repenting before God. Make sure you got this thing right. There's no room for error where we're at, people. Okay? Okay, let's go up. I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to... This sixth seal, listen to what he says. This is the time of investigating judgment. Everybody see that? What happened in 62 when Kennedy, all these UFOs started showing up over the White House? What did he say they were? Investigating angels. That what he said? What's happened? Do you know what's happened since Biden's been in? Anybody been reading the news? UFOs have started to reappear, Brother Samuel. It's cycled back around. We're just about to the end of this thing. You know what it's cycling around the sea? Does America deserve to be burnt? And I'm going to tell you, she'll get an atomic nuclear bomb on her. Did Brother Bram say she would? There's investigating angels checking us out now. We're in the time of investigating judgment. Judgment. Brother Bram judged the educationals. Look at this education. They want to teach you this whatever. You're a teacher. You know that junk they're trying to teach? At the NFL now, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have a black anthem and a white. Now that's segregation. Brother, when does the national anthem apply different to you than me? I thought it was the United States, not the segregated states. What's going on now is the total opposite of what it ought to be. Right? The government's caught pitting us against each other. I got nothing against you. You ain't got nothing. What have I done to you? I didn't enslave you. I mean, brother, I don't care if I tell people at church, I don't care if you're yellow with purple polka dots. God's not partial.
Amen.
You're a man with a soul. I'm a man with a soul. We're struggling to get to the same place. There's no difference in me and you. The only difference is he sings better than I do. Guarantee that. Brother Bram talks about the woes underneath there, right? Whoa, 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 and inhabitants of the earth. It didn't say whoa, whoa, whoa to Israel. It says whoa, whoa, whoa to the inhabitants of the earth. The whole populace. Everybody got it? Let's go up. I know I'm having to hurry. Remember I preached about this, the Son of Man? Remember what it says in the first part of 29 and 30? Brother Bram says 29 and 30 is the sixth seal. Said the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. I showed you when Brother Branham, under the communion message, says when those five planets lined up, that was actually what happened was it was the sign of the Son of Man. Right. We have entered into the Aquarius age. Brother Branham said we were in the Cancer age, cross fishes. Let me ask you something. What is the sign of the Cancer age? It ain't cross fishes. He had it wrong every time. We were in Pisces under the cross fishes, two fish. I'm a fisher of men. I'm a fish going opposite directions. We were in the church ages going the opposite direction of where God was going.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Pentecostal argue. Oh my gosh. I grew up in Pentecostal arguments. The message people are even worse.
Yeah. Right.
Huh, you've been through that arguing stage with them. Why? It's like arguing with a fence post. They're still in the church ages going opposite direction. But under the Aquarian age, you're under the Son of Man. You know, Brother Branham said when people had trouble, he said, what was your birthday? Because you're born under a sign, it influences you.
Right.
Your name influences you.
Amen.
Does everybody agree with that?
Amen.
I was not born under, I'm Taurus. I'm a bull. I'll let that stay there for a while. So that's what I am. But when I was born again, I was born under the Aquarian age, which, the, you know what the sign of the Aquarian age is? The Son of Man. We have entered in to the age of the Son of Man. The whole influence you're under now is the sign of the Son of Man. I'm not under the influence of a bull. They're hard-headed. Oh, they hard-headed. Are you a bull? You're a bull. Hard-headed, huh? Oh, got you there. Now we're under the influence of Aquarian. You know what the other Aquarian is? What they say, Aquarian sign? They get along with everybody. There you go, sister. Now we get along with everybody. We got a new birth. We get along with everybody. Everybody. Does everybody understand that? And you know, my name was Claude. Does anybody know what Claude means in French? Handicapped. No wonder I ain't got a good part left on my body. Am I under the influence of that? My natural body? Yeah, I'm a Claude. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, those are, you look at your shoes, say they're Claude hoppers. You know what that means? Dumb. So my main name means dumb and handicapped. Now you can't get any worse off than that. Buddy, I told my mom, I went home and I found out, I said, Mom, you called me dumb. She said, Son, I never called you dumb in my life. I said, you called me Claude. Yeah, your grandpa's name was that. I said, Claude means dumb. She said, well, I didn't. She said, I named you after your grandpa. I said, well, okay. Yeah. So we're not influenced by our name. Who are you now? Mrs. Jesus Christ. You don't have any authority yourself. You got the authority of Jesus Christ. In that name, I have authority. Look in that and says if he don't come with power and glory. On that he says is the sixth seal, when that appears, and what is also, go look at your scripture. The last thing in that, and I don't have time. He's going to post this out on the internet. You go read it, whatever you got to do, but I'm running out of time, Sister Peggy. I hate time, don't you? Happens. Okay. Now I lost where I was. I shouldn't have said that. Where was I at, Brother Wade? Help me.
Reading.
No, I ain't going to read. I ain't got time. You said I had to be out here at 12. Oh, God. I got 11:50. I got to wrap it up. May have to start here. So the sixth seal. Oh, sixth seal. On that 29 and 30, the last part of that said he shall come in clouds.
Right.
Now I'm going to ask you guys something. Has he come in clouds? Did he come in 1963 in cloud?
Yeah.
Brother Bram says that's the sixth seal. It's also the coming of the Lord, seventh seal.
Amen.
Everybody understand the seals are running like this now?
Yeah.
First one goes, second one goes, it's going all the way here. The Antichrist's still here. They'd kill you if God took his hands off you. There'd be people in this message kill me. My own kinfolk would. Some of you got them in your family? Ooh. So, you know, you understand they're going down, right? So what was it? He said the six seals are coming of the Lord. Six seals, also the seventh seal. Which, what is the seventh seal? It's the end of all things. It's inclusive of all of them. Isn't that right? It's the finish of the whole thing. Let me ask you something. I'm pretty dumb. Help me out, okay? Did he come? How did he come? As a white-wigged one? Did that cloud, did he have a white wig on? What did Brother Branham say a white wig was? Judge. Get it? Did he come as a white-wigged one? Is that sixth seal a judgment seal? Did he come as judge? That's why Brother Branham said education's of the devil. He was a son of man revealing the son of man. He said science, or, you know, he talked about it. Now, look, education's of, now you know what I advise every young person here to do? Go to college. Brother Branham didn't expect you to be a blooming idiot in the message. We'd all be a bunch of dummies if we didn't go to school, right? That's not what he meant. He meant educate. Look, can you, that stuff they're teaching now, isn't that absolutely insanity? Shoving it down our kids' throats, and the kids are going to have messed up ideas. They're going to have a difference between black and whites because they're differentiating in school. Quit differentiating it. Let's just get together and have fun and be happy. Right? I mean, I want you to have the same privilege as I do. I do. I want you to have a high education. There's no reason why you can't. Right? Now, I understand there are some bigots out there, buddy. I understand that. I've seen them. They're out there. But I'm telling you guys, you have the ability to do what you want to do. The only one that's going to stop you is you and the government trying to make you sound like you're different and you can't get ahead. Brother, I'm telling you, I've worked with some black people, the smartest people I ever worked with. They have the same ability as a white man has. But you got to take them. You get out there and you work, and I'll guarantee you, you'll do good. And if somebody stops you, just go around them.
Amen.
Brother Ram said that old crow eating beans. Remember the old scarecrow go, rattle, rattle, rattle. You know what he said, dude? Just hop around and keep on eating down the road. It's what we all got to do in life, right? So how did he come? The coming of the Lord? Go read it. White wigged one. You know what he's here to do now? To judge. You know what this message is doing here right now? It's judging you. It's judging me. It's judging you. Scripture says, judge yourselves lest you be judged. Who judges you? The Word. How did he come in this hour? In the fullness of the Word. How could he judge you if he had just part the Word? If he just had a part of justification, how could he judge us? But we've got the fullness of the Word that's fell in our laps right now. And now God can say, she's my bride. I have judged her. She's walking in the message of the hour. She's clothed in the wedding garment of my word. Huh? She's kept working while the other ones out there are having a big hoop-de-doo. You know, he mentions that too in that seal. Did you know that? Remember the little farm girl? Barefoot. Didn't look like much. Right? Wasn't out there hoop-de-dooing it with her cousins, having all the fun. She was in the kitchen doing the dirty dishes, cleaning up. You know what we're doing now? Cleaning up.
Amen.
And I'm judging myself according to this message. And you know what? I found myself to be bride.
Amen.
Ain't nobody going to judge me. Ain't no devil in hell telling me I ain't going to make it. I got this message that says, it's got my name in it.
Amen.
That book, I've read my name. The authority of this message in the Word. I am bride. I'm not called church anymore. I'm not going through tribulation, but I'm sure going through some persecution now. I'm sure going through some judgment now, but that final tribulation will fall when them Jews do. And I'm going to get on that this afternoon and show you exactly where you're at. And so you wonder, why is this happening to me? Why? And people say, why? I thought that until I read it. Why? I thought, what's a COVID? What's the deal, man? All this stuff. People in the message dying of COVID. It's just judgment. But it's not judging them to say you're good or bad. What judges you is the message. COVID don't judge me. You mean if I died, I've had diabetes in my body 51 years. You know what? They told me I wouldn't live 25. Type 1 diabetic. Got it when I was 15. 40 years old, I went to the doctor. He said, well, you know, the average life expectancy of type 1 is 40. I'm sitting there on this table. I'm 40. I thought, boy, I sure enjoyed coming to you. This is good news. This is not what I expected. I paid for this. And here I am 26 years later, Brother Terrence, and I'm still here. You think I, with all the problems I've had and persecution in my body, I'm going to give up over some little something like that? I've went so far with all this junk going on with me, it is just one little step and I'm out of here. Isn't it marvelous where we're at? But does everybody, and you go read it, I'll go, if you want to ask them, they're going to post it out there. You're going to see where Brother Branham says verbatim, the sixth seal is 29 and 30. It says that angel come. That's already happened. So judgment is here, people. Tribulation is going to come after the judgment. How can you put a man to death if you don't judge him first? Everybody agree with that? We are in the judgment time right now. That's why the sparks are flying now. But I got the Holy Ghost. I put on the whole armor of God. Devil ain't going to get me. Oh, he wanted to. He wanted to. But you know what Jesus said? Peter, the devil wanted to sift you, boy. And I prayed for you. And I prayed for all them that are mine. Jesus prayed for you, brother. There ain't no devil hell going to get over that prayer. That's why I don't get upset. I don't worry. I get upset at my wife. She's the only one. Only person can make me mad is my wife. So I got some growing up to do. Boy, she knows what. She'll pull your cord. I'm telling you, man. And but I hope everybody understands that. I know it's a little different. You might have heard it. A little different approach. But I want you to know, I've been trying, and I have been saying the same thing, brother. These things that are happening, don't let it get you annoyed.
Amen.
You wake up in the morning and don't go, I wonder if I missed it.
No.
Am I the only one that's done that?
No.
Have you done that? Have you ever got to church early and nobody's here?
Yeah.
And you're going, oh God, did I miss the rapture? Nobody's here. And you thought, oh, I forgot to set my clock back.
Yeah.
Well, that's a human part of us, right? But then it's something inside of me goes, oh, you big dummy, you're bride. You're not going to miss it. What's wrong? I got to get this guy and fix him all the time. He's so broken, I got to fix him.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Wade, I'll never shut up. Okay? So tonight, this afternoon, we'll get on the trumpets. Okay? Go ahead.
Amen. Let's give our brother a big hand. That one's done. Well said. Good job. We enjoyed that. He just repeating what we've heard for years and years and years. But it's just a little bit different angle from a different person, and we really enjoyed it. It was really good. Same thing. So just like the Gospels, just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same identical thing. So let's if anyone have a need, we can just, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just, if you have a need, we all do it. Uplift our hands. Thank you all for being here today. Thank Sister Carnes and her daughter-in-law for coming. We appreciate you. Always welcome. You're just part of us, and good to see all of you here. And if you have a need in your heart, you just pray as we get ready to dismiss and let the Lord handle that. I know we all have issues and different things. Just remember that God loves you, and we love you too. Amen. The only person we want to be uncomfortable is who? The devil. We want the devil to be uncomfortable. Amen. So that's our job. Is to defeat the devil. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, today that as our brother was speaking, we were thinking, Lord, back to when we first come to the Lord, and a lot of these things were maybe foreign in our mind, and we were just a young Christian, and we'd heard it maybe many times before as a younger age, but Lord, when the new birth comes, it just paints a picture that man cannot paint. It puts things together. And as the prophet said, it may be the cow in the top of the tree eating grass, but all of a sudden the picture becomes clear. We have the cow eating the grass on the ground. And we see the picture, Lord. It gets more clear as we go further through the message of the hour. And we thank you for that, Lord. I hope we all in this building, we all started as young Christians, and
some are young Christians now that maybe not understood everything that was going on, but you said you would lead and guide us into all truth.
Yes.
So I believe we heard the truth today, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that if there be anyone that has a question, that, Lord, in the stillness of the night, or the next time someone preaches, or we've heard many times before someone say something about a sermon that was preached 3 months ago that they got something out of. So, Lord, that's the way you work. You're Almighty God, and you know what we need. We're your children, but you did require us to grow up and be adults and quit screaming, Daddy, Daddy. But, Lord, take this message and take it to a dying world and go up that statue of a perfect man together, Lord, as the bride of Jesus Christ in the end time. Thank you for this day that you give us, Lord, as we go and eat a natural meal and come back at 2 o'clock. We pray that you would just be with each one of us, Lord, and help us. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Be with Sister Chi-Chi again and Brother Royale, that we'll hear a good report, Father, that's coming from there in the Philippines. We know they're having a horrible time there. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll sanctify us, though, for our journey and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. Be back at 2 o'clock.